the splash art for Program Soraka is kind of a weird angle, because I know she's a robot in it, but like if she wasn't, you'd be looking square at her vagina. Full on vagina shot. I just like to point that out. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Tower Dive, where if you happen to be an Immortals fan, then it sucks to be you. I, of course, am your salty host, Captain Hooks. And with me, as always, is the savory pan, the man.
So we have salty and savory?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's not very. That's not a balanced appetizer at all.
Well, you're not sweet, so.
I'm kind of sweet.
You're not.
Can we be like, I'll be honey and you be vinegar? The honey vinegar lane?
What if I'm salt and you're vinegar?
Oh, man. I mean, on one hand, I do love salt and vinegar chips.
Everyone does.
Some people don't.
They're wrong.
I think they're divisive.
They're probably deviants.
On the other hand, I feel like a lot of people won't get that.
Well, we just explained it to them.
Just now.
We just literally explained it to them. So I'm the salt and you're the vinegar.
Gotcha.
Some days you're the salt and I'm the vinegar.
It really depends.
Tower Dive is salt and vinegar.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah. We're rebranding. Never Never Lane no longer. We're now Salt and Vinegar, except every show we'll have to change who's who.
It's going to be the Salt and Vinegar podcast.
We're going to talk about potato chips all day.
Only chips.
And some of those freakish Japanese chips that they make that are like squid ink flavored or like, you know, old sock flavored.
I really want the pepperonis and dog parts. That's the one that I want.
Pepperoni dog farts. Like orange juice and mouthwash or like something.
Mountain Dew flavored is where it's at, really.
It's weird. Mm-hmm. It's like, what flavor is this? Brown crayon. Why would you make that a flavor? It's a terrible idea. Like couch farts.
You know what? I think it tastes more like red. Red crayon.
No, everybody does. When you take a slushie and you put all of the flavors of the slushie inside of it, the flavor equals that of a brown crayon.
It's exactly. I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, people think it tastes good. But those people also ate brown crayons as children. So that's why they think so. It's sort of a harkens back to. It's a nostalgia thing. It's a psychological. It's very Freudian.
Yeah, it is.
It's their superego or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
It's their id leaking out.
They're id into their ego. I don't know what the fuck it is. I didn't do a lot of psychology, so I don't care. And plus, Freud talked about a lot of sex, so it was weird.
A lot of mom stuff.
A lot of mom butt stuff.
Yeah.
So anyway, welcome to another episode where the jokes will get better.
I hope so. I don't know if they can actually.
I don't. They.
There's something about.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah, I don't know if you can top pepperonis and dog farts.
Flavored fucking slushies.
Oh, shit cracks me up.
It's good stuff. Mm-hmm. We did, though, have some playoff shit.
We did. A variety of playoffs.
So, and we're getting closer to the games being really, really important.
Well, I mean, we have like... 6 more months, I think, before the games are really, really important. Okay.
Within the context of playing right now.
Oh, like within the context of the spring split.
Spring split, yeah. Obviously, we all know that the spring split is the kissing your sister of splits. Mm-hmm. But, you know, where the winner really doesn't matter.
It's League of Legends with training wheels.
Yeah, oh, I won spring split. Cool. It's just like saying, oh, I got to, you know, silver 4. Good job.
Yeah. It's whose LCS is it anyway?
Yeah, right. where the jokes are bad and the points mean nothing. So
I think that's Tower Dive, actually. That's a fairly apt description.
Well played. well played. So we had on the American side Liquid versus CLG and Immortals versus TSM.
Mm-hmm.
And on the European side across the pond, we had G2 Fnatic and H2K versus Origin.
Mm-hmm.
Where would you like to go first?
Let's start off in Europe.
We're going to travel across the pond to Bonnie Europe.
Bonnie?
Yeah, it was
Balmy?
Bonnie, Bonnie London Town. No, oh. it's like an oldie thing to say. But we're not in London Town. Right. We're in, you know, Germany.
Yeah.
So, Germany.
Cologne, yeah. Right?
It's not Cologne anymore. No, it's like, I think it's Berlin.
Berlin?
I don't know. Berlin. Haven't you ever seen Eurotrip? Berlin. So we're in Berlin. So now, or we're in whatever, wherever the LCS in Europe are in Germany, that's no longer Cologne.
Yeah, we're not good at geography.
We don't also pretend like we care about
geography. It's true. We don't care about geography.
Last week's show, we did talk about Belgium, and I'm pretty sure neither of us addressed the fact that it is a country.
No, we talked about Brussels. We didn't talk about Belgium.
Not Belgium. Brussels.
Brussels is a city.
Yeah, Brussels is a city.
So we were right there.
We were right. Yeah, Belgium is a country.
Yes.
Brussels is a city.
Yeah.
Also pretty close to what we were talking about because we didn't know where it was.
Still don't actually.
I looked on a map just to see if we were right or wrong, uh-huh. And I realized that we were not right.
Oh, good.
I was like, oh, Brussels.
So where is it?
It's Germany.
It is. I said it was in Germany.
Yes,
so I was right. You were wrong.
Yeah, but you didn't have any kind of...
Doesn't matter. Got the country right. B+.
Yeah. No.
You know, you're just mad because I was right.
Anyways,
moving on.
Also, Brussels not in Germany. It's in Belgium.
Oh, damn it.
So, I mean, again, I'm wrong.
Both wrong.
I don't pretend to be right.
But well, I didn't know.
You're gloating.
I don't know. You said I was right. You said I was right. I believed you. That's your fault.
You were gloating
on
how wrong you were.
You told me I was right.
It's the capital of Belgium. You're an idiot.
You're an idiot.
But thank you, Belgium, for your waffles.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're an idiot.
I know you are, but what am I?
No, you're an idiot.
I know you are, but what am I?
No, you're an idiot.
I know you are, but what am I?
Also an idiot.
We have to stop this.
I can do this all day. You are still an idiot. Yes, I want to kill you. So, yes, anyway, LCS. We'll start in Europe, as we said.
Mm-hmm. Not in Brussels.
Not in Brussels, which is in Belgium. So, as we talked about last week with the G2 versus Fnatic game, if Fnatic had a chance at this, it was going to have to go 5 games because G2 they're firing on all cylinders. As a team, they have gelled. They have done what you expect good championship caliber teams to do. And that's not lose when the games matter.
Mm-hmm.
They did not. I mean, they lost one, but
yeah,
it wasn't important.
One game.
At that point, you know, they were pretty well at hand.
And they weren't really that close of games.
They were kind of snoozy. I don't want to say they were bad games.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't great. You know, there wasn't super anything crazy memorable about them. Like, Fnatic tied the series up at 1,
mm-hmm.
By winning the second game, and then just, you know, G2, and then, you know, G2, and it was like, okay, we're done.
Yeah. I
really wish I could say more about the series as a Fnatic fan.
It was kind of some sloppy play coming out of Fnatic.
Well, I mean, it's kind of been Fnatic's MO all season, though. Fnatic's mm-hmm. kind of been ridden the roller coaster of being up and being down. Whereas G2, as soon as they started, you know, kind of hitting their stride, it's sort of just been an upward climb the entire way.
Yeah, everything was coming up Milhouse for them.
Everything was coming up Milhouse. Still is coming up Milhouse mm-hmm. for the sake of argument here.
Yeah.
So they unseat the previous split champions.
Right.
And, you know, G2 is still in it, man. They're grinding that for that championship spot.
Did you see Reckless after the loss? He was just devastated.
Yeah,
it's head on the keyboard. Just, oh, poor guy.
I mean, I feel bad because I think he realizes that the team, while it is talented, is not near what they were last
season. No, they're not even close. I kind of feel bad for him because he made a dumb decision by leaving Fnatic. Came back to Fnatic, did really well.
Yeah.
Fnatic blew up. Now he's fucking stuck on Fnatic.
Yeah, and I mean, he obviously wants to be there, but it's just, there's just so much that needs to be fixed about their game. And it could just be that they need more time to play together.
I think they need new players.
I don't know. I mean, who are you replacing? I mean, Gamsu?
Maybe.
he's not remarkable.
He's not bad. He's not great.
No, it is what it is.
Spirit's been playing fairly mediocre at the same time.
He's had moments of pretty good play, but he definitely isn't.
He kind
of
looks like he's phoning it in.
Well, he definitely isn't as advertised, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
I think what you thought you were getting as a Fnatic fan when you saw them sign Spirit, you were like, oh, well, fine, don't worry. We just replaced Rainover with a better version.
Yeah, Rainover 2.0.
Yeah, who's far more aggressive. You know, Rainover, who's more of a support as a jungler, whereas, you know, Spirit was considered a carry. And right. He is very aggressive, but definitely looks like the synergy isn't quite there. Again, when it works, it looks really good, but it has moments where it looks real, real bad. And that was more prevalent than the real, real good.
Yeah, it kind of seems like he's just not playing with a lot of fire.
And I really think that Reckless being the shot caller is a mistake.
It's a mistake.
I don't think that this is something that should be their strategy.
And he's still a fairly new player, too. You know?
Yes and no. I mean, a good player is a good player, whether or not they have a lot of experience.
Yeah, but a good shot caller takes a ton of experience.
I agree.
Or at least the personality to tell people to get shit
and
done.
As a team, you need to. There has to be, you know, a good working relationship, and I do feel like they're still developing that with Gamsu, with Spirit, with Clage now in the bot lane. You know, there's a lot of new parts, and there's a lot of moving parts that you need to kind of get all on the same page. And that takes time.
Didn't take them that much time last time
with Huni and Rainover.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there were only two new parts, and I think that those two were so they're good players. I do believe that obviously Huni's a better player than Gamsu, and because Huni didn't speak any English and Rainover really did.
It was four new parts when they all came on.
You're talking about the first time
Yellow Star was the only remaining player. And then it was Huni, Rainover, Fairbevin, and Reckless.
Right, but you brought four players together who were just going to listen to Yellowstar. It was Yellowstar's situation to mold.
Yeah.
And I think that's a better situation because you have four, or at least in that case, three unproven players with Fairbevin, Huni, and Rainover. Reckless, you knew what you were getting.
I think you take the same Fnatic roster they have now, replace Kaj with Yellowstar, you probably got something going.
I agree, but again, that's what I'm saying, is you have then a veteran presence leading the team. They don't have that right now because their shot callers are 80 carry, and that's a mistake. And you can't have a rookie who has no experience professionally
be a shot caller
on stage be your shot caller. So there is a lot of uncertainty there, and that's what I'm saying. And I 100% agree with
you. They don't have a veteran.
They have a veteran. They just don't have a presence as a shot caller that should be a shot caller, who has the vision of the map. That, you know, as an ADC, you know, I'm not saying you play tunnel, but you definitely focus on what you're doing
tunnel.
You know, you definitely are focusing, a lot more on, because you have to, though. There has to be a degree of tunnel.
It's a lot of shit to pay attention to.
Yeah, whereas as a support, your job is to kind of see what everything else is doing and you know, kind of look for openings, as it were. Especially when you get to mid game and you're more in the roaming situation.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, without that, it definitely hurts them. And when with Spirit not being able to shot call from a jungle spot because he didn't really speak English, that would be your next best person. Mm-hmm. So they don't have that. So they have your young support, your second support of the season, because you got rid of Noxiac, and you have Spirit, who can't speak English strong enough to shot call. So now you're left with Fairbevin, who doesn't seem like to have the personality to be a shot caller.
Right.
Gamsu, who's not going to call your shots.
Right.
And you're left with Reckless.
Yeah. Who says he wants to. I don't think he wants to.
He says he wants to because he realizes that he's currently the only option.
Right.
He wants to because he has to. Like, that's really what it is. He wants to because he's the only one who is confident enough in his game and in the game itself to tell other people what to do. And believes that other people will listen to him.
Yeah,
but all that doesn't matter because they lost. So they're playing in the third. They're playing in the third place. Third place match, which is against the winner of Origin H2K.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert: wasn't H2K.
No, Origin won that one.
Despite
those were kind of snoozy too.
Despite it going five games, there were five games where H2K, even in their wins, I don't feel looked that good.
No, I mean, they looked fine. They didn't really play particularly. They looked like they were playing not to lose, is the way I kind of saw it.
Yeah. Oh, excuse me. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if the whole Forgiven situation is still creeping in the back of their head.
Maybe.
If they don't know, is he going to be able to stay till next split? Because I feel like that's pretty ambiguous right now.
I mean, even then, it shouldn't matter. You know,
I
feel
like
one thing to do that day, and that's win a best of five.
Yeah, I know. I agree. I just feel like nobody knows what's going to happen. And listen, I may be speaking out of my ass. It has happened before. In saying that could be something that's weighing on them, or they could have just had a shitty day.
Could have just been a shitty day.
Could have been a shitty day. It definitely happens, especially in League of Legends. I'm sure everyone listening can attest to that. Shitty days happen.
And Origin brought out the big guns in Peke.
Yeah, right?
Fucking showing H2K what for.
Yeah.
With his Lulu mid.
Definitely. That's usually how you give them the what for.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
Not the old one, too.
No, the Lulu mid.
Yes, the Lulu mid. In all, Origin finally looked like the team I think that people were expecting at the beginning of the season.
I mean, kind of. They're still a little sloppy Joe.
Yeah, but they're definitely stronger looking now than they were at the beginning of the season.
I think it's helped that they have kind of Peke as a backup.
And
if the match isn't going well, they can swap out Power of Evil.
Yeah, I really think it's been difficult for Power of Evil to adjust, I guess. I don't know why it shouldn't have been. He's a skilled player. It should have just been like Legos.
No, he's coming. He's either showing nerves or he's just...
Could be nervous.
Tired. Maybe he's just sleepy. He's like, I don't feel like playing today.
Could be nervous playing with a team that's a little more... not quite as ridiculous as UOL was, I
right.
guess is how I'll say it.
They have actual reputation to maintain.
Well, I mean, UOL had already kind of made their bones before Origin even came into the LCS last season.
Yeah, but they made their bones as a goofy-ass team.
Yeah, as a team. It was almost cheesing their way to victory.
Right, a very laissez-faire approach to League of Legends.
Just a bizarre, with a team that doesn't have a shot caller either. Everyone was just kind of, it was like being at a caucus, you know, everyone just sort of yelling.
Just yelling as loud as they can.
Yeah, like a southern fucking auction. Hey, 45, 45, 45, over here, like, you know, I can't imagine being on the comms there and just everyone talking would drive me nuts. Which is one of the reasons why Kick has apparently left, because he wanted to be a shot caller. I'm like, no, we're working fine without having a shot caller. He was like, no.
Listen to me.
I'm the captain now.
Look at me.
I'm the captain now. So yeah, you had those two games. Now you got G2 will go up for the finals facing Origin, and H2K will face Fnatic for third place.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say, just all things being said, I'm putting my eggs in the G2 basket.
They're looking good right now, man.
I have been impressed with what I've seen out of every position.
Yeah.
They all, at some point or another, have kind of carried this team to victories, whether it be Trick, Perks, Emperor, Hybrid, Kickass. They're all pulling their weight.
Right.
And when it works, it looks real, real good. Ocelot managed to put something together that wasn't a pile of shit.
Yeah. And also not focused around their scarves. So that's
good. Third time's the charm, man.
Yeah.
Good job. Good on you. Good on you, Ocelot.
Although I think Origin, you know, they had that nice Peke safety net. So if they go in with Power of Evil and they lose a game or they lose two games, they're like, okay, hold on one second.
The thing is I feel like Perks can handle whoever it is.
I mean, Perks is good.
Perks has been real good this year, and he's riding a hot hand.
So we'll see. Hopefully, I just hope they're not fucking boring games. That's all I ever want out of finals. It's just not boring games.
Yeah, you just want something that's interesting and will be intriguing to watch and will captivate you for the length of time. That's all you look for.
That's all you want.
It's a captivating match where even if you don't have a dog in the fight, you know, you care about the outcome.
Sometimes.
Well, you want to care about the outcome.
Yeah, that's
like
true.
It gives you a reason to care about the outcome, even if you don't have a dog in the fight. Mm-hmm. Which for me, I don't, but I'm putting my eggs in the G2 basket.
Yeah, that's a pretty safe basket.
I feel like it's a strong basket.
Mm-hmm.
I am interested to see the matchup of Mithy and Sven versus Hybrid and Emperor.
I think Sven's better than...
He is a better player, but Emperor is so, he's so feast or famine.
Right.
His good games are so good. And he doesn't have bad games, he just kind of has quiet games.
That's true.
So I feel like Sven, he plays so great, but he is prone to the bad game. Not the quiet game, the bad game where he gets caught out.
Right.
You know,
the games
and
that he can't carry.
Yeah, and I think feel like that falls on Mithy sometimes too, because I feel like Mithy can sometimes get tilted super hard, super fast.
Yeah.
And that's just, you know, one of those things. It's going to be interesting to see. There's a lot of things in place that yeah. we're going to see. A lot of little subtexts
yeah.
that should be interesting with the, you know, power of evil Peke. Who are we going to see? How is Perks going to react? The
How's
bottom lane
battle it?
Is Soaz going to have the pussy face on?
You know what's going to happen though. It's going to yeah. be what was it, 4v0 lane swaps. So you're not going to see any of that.
No.
Match up at all.
You're gonna be four towers down in the first yeah. 8 minutes.
That's what happens.
And the teams aren't even gonna have seen each other.
Nope. No more laning phase.
Yeah, laning phase is dead.
That's my favorite type of lane, League of Legends.
Yay, yeah. Just tower races. Really, at that point, then you should just build a team based on pushing towers.
That's what I'm saying. They should bring back Caitlyn, Nunu.
You know, even maybe Jinx. Jinx is a great tower pusher.
Maybe Jinx. Yeah, triple ADC, Caitlyn, Nunu, Jinx.
Yeah.
And maybe Jhin or Corki or Lucian or
that,
I don't know, who cares?
It doesn't matter. Cares.
Doesn't matter.
Just going yeah, we're just going tower.
Fucking
tower.
Base
full
race
on,
League of Legends.
Full on tower push.
I love it.
And that's the new hotness.
Yeah.
You've heard it here first. We're changing the meta.
It's gonna happen.
All AD carries in a tank. Who's your support?
Oh man, I kinda wanna go into dynamic queue.
And try it. Nobody's going to let you. You'd also have to have, like, four people.
I know one person that'll let me. So let's move on to North America.
So now we're on to North America. So the North American side of things, where we had I guess it's not El Clasico, because that's TSM CLG. But it's, like, also Clasico?
Kind of.
CLG Liquid, it's like... El Clasica?
the feminine Clasico?
The feminine Clasico?
La Clasica?
La Clasica? Because Liquid's a team that's been there forever. You know, sure, they haven't
well,
been
not,
Liquid
not
the
really
whole time.
In league.
But they were Curse. So the
I
team's
guess.
Basically Curse.
This is different. There's no St. Vicious.
Yeah, well, who cares? So they found somebody who could smite fucking dragon. Good job.
Oh, God. I kind of feel bad. That meme's going to follow him until he dies.
It's not a meme when it really happens.
It's not a meme if it's true.
Yeah, it's just it is what it is. It's just when it happens. So you had La Clasica, we're dubbing it that.
Mm-hmm.
CLG versus Liquid. And then the TSM / Immortal fan that has to kill himself because TSM plays Immortals. They can't decide on who their favorite team is, so they'll just wait to see who wins and that's be
their
favorite.
That's the favorite
team.
Yeah, I feel like all these fans are like that. What's that meme where that guy's sweating and he has to push a button? You know, do I cheer for TSM or do I cheer for Immortals, who's, you know, only lost one game?
Yeah. Well, I feel like they all the Immortals fans felt confident going into the game against TSM, being like, I won't have to be a TSM fan ever again. I have found my horse, so now I can finally cheer for them.
Put that snapback right in the trash.
Yeah, I can fucking ditch saying Bay Life. I don't have to Bay Leave anymore. I'm done Bay Leaving.
No more Bay Leaving.
No more Bay Leaving.
I'm
yeah,
actually well, Bay Leaving.
Yeah, I am Bay Leaving. That's Bay Life? No, Bay Gone. So, yeah, no, too bad. All those Immortal fans are gone. They're all TSM fans again.
Again, yeah. I knew it was going to happen. It had to happen eventually.
I knew it was going to happen. I can tell you, before we even break down this series, which there's not a lot to break down on, spoiler alert, TSM won. Handily, in a boring set, in a boring sweep, TSM just, you know, asserted their dominance, as it were. But here's the thing: so everyone on Reddit, specifically, I'm keying on you, Reddit folks. You all were talking about how bad Yellowstar has been and how Adrian is better mechanically and Yellowstar has been like the worst mechanical support in North America. Mm-hmm. And this is the reason why TSM is bad and they should replace Yellowstar. No, 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 no.
Shut your mouth.
Shut up. You sound stupid. TSM, when they listen to Yellowstar, win.
Mm-hmm.
When they follow the fucking plan, they win. Look at this. They follow the fucking plan.
Yeah.
So now all of you have jumped back on the Yellowstar hype train. Like, oh, Yellowstar was so good. Carrying his team, all of his decision-making skills were so good. You are the same motherfuckers that were saying to get rid of him. So shut your stupid mouths.
Yeah.
Just be happy that you have Yellowstar. You stupid flip-floppy TSM fans.
Yowza.
God, I'm so tired of you.
It's way harsh, Ty.
No, it's not. I can get much harsher, but I'm not going to. I'm a family man. Yeah.
You can even see it in Yellowstar's plays. During the regular split, Yellowstar makes like a flash pulverize. Nobody follows up. Yellowstar dies.
Stupid plays. Just dives into stuff because there's nobody's doing it. Yellowstar doesn't know what he's doing.
Now Yellowstar's flashing in with Janna and ulting. Everyone jumps on it.
Yeah. The guy who's been to the LCS championships every single fucking year of his career.
Yeah, it's been a world ever since there's been a world.
He was there too.
He was there at the first one?
When he was on SK, yeah.
Yeah.
Guy's been fucking worlds every goddamn year of his career. Now, he doesn't know what he's doing. He's terrible and washed up.
Yeah, he's the worst mechanical support in the league.
Yeah, Adrian's so much better than him. Just shut up.
With his two champion pool.
Yeah, listen. TSM fans, Immortals fans. TSM is the New York Yankees. Like it or not, you're Yankee fans. Your team doesn't care about being good as long as they make the playoffs. When they make the playoffs, that's where they care. And listen, there's something to be said for that philosophy. Mm-hmm. You can sit there and say, at least it works. Yeah, because listen, TSM looked like ass all season.
Yeah.
At no point this season did they look like a team that would be contending for anything, unless that was a
spot
on... Let alone
first place.
Yeah. Unless the spot you're talking about is a spot in the relegation tournament. That was the only thing TSM looked like they were headed towards. But they lost just not enough games to stay in.
Mm-hmm.
With their, 9-9 record that they finished?
Is that what it was?
I think they were 9-9. And here they are in the finals. So, yeah, TSM fans, shut up.
Shut your face.
Shut your face.
Can't say that enough.
Yeah, your team is in the finals. The sky isn't falling, Chicken Little. You have the best support in North America on your team, leading your squad to a potential victory.
With the best mid lane in North America.
And
possibly
the best
ADC, in North America.
And you have a top laner. And you have that piece of shit in jungle. everything can't come up, Milhouse. Just because you have a rose bed doesn't mean that there's dog shit in it.
The weird thing is, Immortals really screwed themselves in pick and bans. I don't know. I think they were like trying to prove that they can be more than just the brute force, fuck you in the face Immortals.
I feel like Immortals kind of bought into their own hype.
Maybe that's it. Yeah. They were listening to their hype man too much, and they were like, yeah, we can go triple ADC.
Yeah, we're fucking...
Fucking amazing.
Yeah, they thought that they were King Midas, and everything they touched turned to gold, but really, they just had dog shit hands.
Just dog shit hands.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately for them, it's not King Midas, it's Cinderella, the ball's over, you're back to being a dirty pumpkin.
Yeah.
So
I don't understand why they could have picked up Janna in the first two games. They just chose not to.
Yeah. Let's be fair. Let's just get this out in the open.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone talks about Adrian, how good he is, and he plays a billion champions. Adrian plays two champions.
Plays two champions.
In this current meta, Adrian plays two.
Well, now three, I guess. Not
no. What he did was not play a champion. Oh, okay. He may have picked that champion. Yeah. He did not play it. In game one, they banned Soraka.
Mm-hmm.
He picked Karma.
Yeah, I'm not sure why.
Janna was there.
She was there.
Didn't work with their 3 ADC comp, I guess?
Yeah, that AD scaling shield. Totally not great on a triple ADC comp.
Didn't work with their Corki Lucian Jhin, Karma Gragas, you know, team, I guess. I don't know what you call that. I call that a loss. That's 0-1.
Mm-hmm.
Game 2. TSM bans out Soraka again. He picks Karma. Again, Janna available. Fully there. I mean, you play two champions. You might as well play one of them.
Right. Nope. You have it.
You pick Karma again. And Urgot?
Yeah, that was weird too for Pobelter.
You picked Urgot to be against Zed. Okay.
Which that's not a bad matchup.
No, I said okay.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's just not, you know, again.
I just don't think it's something that he's practiced a lot.
Not to mention, Pobelter is as, like, standard of a mid laner as you're going to get in the LCS.
He's not breaking the meta.
No, but that's what I'm saying. He's not playing like a Phoenix or you know, all these other mid laners who kind of pull out some goofy shit in their hat that they have it in their back pocket because they practice goofy shit. And they do goofy shit, like when Phoenix plays his dumbass Rumble mid and dumb shit like that.
Right.
But it works for them because he practices it. I feel like that's not something that Pobelter works on often. Maybe he was this week because they wanted to have this in their back pocket. I feel like it's a situation of trying to I feel like you outthought yourself.
I think the whole team outthought themselves.
Yeah, like they really, you know, so lost number two. Didn't see, and I mean, you're playing Gangplank. It's a significantly weaker Gangplank than in previous patches. And you're going against a Poppy who, yeah, nerfed. I don't even know if they're playing on that patch. But
Echo available?
Echo was available.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, Echo available, not banned. Didn't play.
That's so strange.
And then in game 3, TSM bans out Soraka again.
Mm-hmm.
This time they picked the Janna, and Adrian goes Karma again.
Yeah, Bjergsen and Doublelift were talking about how that their game plan. I think they were joking about it more, was to just win the first game and then really tilt Immortals. And I know that they were joking, but I think that actually happened.
I think they
won the first game and just tilted the shit out, and they're like, okay, we're going to do stupid shit this time.
Yeah, I mean, again, I just don't know I would have loved to know what's going through Immortals' minds. I would have loved to talk to their coach, and everyone has given them a great deal of respect for how their whole coaching situation and stuff, and how they've been so strong with their coaching staff and their support staff. I would really love to have heard the game plan of that game too, saying, okay, Pobelter, Pobes, we're putting you on Urgot in this game.
Time to shine, buddy.
Here it is. Here's your moment. You show all the naysayers that you can play some goofy-ass shit in mid lane too.
It's so strange.
It's just dumb. I just feel like it was dumb. I can't think of a good reason to do that.
I don't know why they just didn't keep playing the same way that they've been playing the entire season.
Yeah,
why would you stop? Nobody had successfully figured it out. Nobody had successfully done it better than you. Why change it up?
Yeah, you did. You had a thing going. You know, and the first game wasn't awful, and then the second game was.
Mm-hmm. And the third game was bad too.
The third game was, at least it was long.
At least, yeah. I think TSM just had trouble closing it out.
Which isn't surprising. I mean, Bjergsen 9-1-9 on Corki. Haunzer 1-1-16 on Maokai.
Haunzer on Maokai was savage.
Well, Maokai's a strong champion. How do you let this... I mean, I'm not saying you have to ban it out. But you're picking champions into it that just don't do anything.
And also, you... The presence Haunzer had on Maokai was unreal.
He seemed comfortable.
Super comfortable. And he was right where he needed to be.
Yeah,
Split the team in half every single time. Tied up the carries for just long enough for his team to deal with the other team's front line.
And for that dominating bot lane, that Wild Turtle Adrian, best bot lane in the world, incredibly uninspiring play of 1-3-4, 146, you know, 112, 044, 534, 1210. Okay, because that game was 43 minutes long. Yeah, okay, your numbers are going
to be hot dogs.
Yeah, woo. On the other side, on the flip side of that coin, you have 519, 1116.
I mean, TSM just played out of their fucking minds.
227, 129, and in the final game, you had 7-4-13, 1-4-18. It's just better games.
Better players. Well, not better. I guess better players. Yeah.
I would take Double Lift over Wild Turtle every day. I mean, twice on Sunday, 10 out of 10, 5 out of 7 perfect score.
TSM did.
Yeah, and they're smart. That was a smart play. Obviously, in the only game that mattered, they were right.
Right.
3-0 in the playoffs. You want to know what doesn't matter? Week fucking 5 of the LCS Spring Split. No one gives a shit about what you did in week 5 of the LCS Spring Split. No one cares if you got a fucking pentakill against Dignitas or any of that other bullshit. That stuff doesn't matter because no one remembers you when you don't win. It does not matter. No one cares that you had one loss in the regular season. If you lose in the playoffs, you're just another team that didn't win shit.
That's true.
Third place is not first place.
If you're not first, you're last.
Yeah, third place isn't even second place. You're now playing to not be fourth. Yeah. So you went from being this juggernaut team to outthinking yourself to potentially fourth place. And I'll tell you this, if you finish fourth place, you are a disappointment because of your season.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You're a disappointment.
I don't think anybody could argue otherwise.
No, and you can't try to because I will fucking shoot you down. And listen, TSM, super disappointing all season long, but mm-hmm. they won when the games mattered. And I respect that. I hate this team. I don't really care for their fans, but I respect the fact that they won when it mattered.
Yeah.
That when it was crunch time and they got to the dance, they didn't fucking get cold feet. They went out there and they did the Teen Wolf.
I was about to say Footloose.
Yeah, well, whatever. You chose
Teen Wolf is good too.
Yeah, you chose your 80s movie. I chose my 80s movie. It is what it is.
Yeah.
But, you know, so hats off to TSM because they didn't just win. They asserted their dominance. And that's a big thing because you have to look at it from the perspective of other teams being like, okay, who are we playing in the next round? And specifically, you know, well, we're going to get into that. I'm not going to talk about it. But the teams that they're going to have to play is like, okay, we're either have to play Immortals or TSM. Man, Immortals has been strong all season. I really don't want to have to play them. TSM has been shit. I'd rather play TSM. When you see TSM dumps on Immortals, mm-hmm. a team that's owned everybody in the LCS all season long, all of a sudden you go, fuck. They're starting to get their shit together. And that's a lot scarier than the team who's, oh, they've been good all season. We expect to lose. No, you now have created a situation where you're concerned about what you're playing against.
Right.
Because you thought you knew what you were going to be against. Because you're like, okay, if TSM wins, this is what we have to do. They're not very good. We know what a weakness is to exploit. And with Immortals, like, well, they have no weaknesses.
You know, right,
now,
clearly.
Now you know, okay, well, Immortals wasn't that good of a team. All you have to do is... which I don't know why anyone didn't think of this, is just take Adrian out of the game.
Ban out Soraka.
And it fucking shits on their entire strategy. Apparently the rest of the team goes completely retarded and can't figure out how to win the game anymore.
I think it's so stupid, but Soraka covers up everybody's mistakes, right?
She does.
You have a Soraka on your team, you get caught out, no big deal. You lose in lane, no big deal. Team fights, you're mispositioned, no big deal. You have Soraka.
Yeah, on Soraka, every button is an oh shit button.
Yeah, every single one.
Every button, you know, Q, W, E, R, they're all oh shit buttons. You are just laden with oh shit buttons. So that's why. And I'm not saying that Adrian isn't a good support, because he's a fine support. And I'm not saying Turtle isn't a good ADC. He's a fine AD carry. But the thing is, you took away the thing that probably made them much stronger. And yes, he's won without Soraka. But he didn't play the champion he's won with other than Soraka.
Right.
Which makes no fucking sense.
I don't understand.
And you went back to the well in game 2. It's like, okay, your first game you played not great on Karma.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't bad, but it wasn't very good.
It wasn't and inspiring.
Your lane didn't really do anything. You know, a lane that was totaled 2-7-10 isn't a good lane. You know.
Yes.
That's just not.
No.
That's just
you didn't,
nothing.
You didn't dumpster. You didn't really win.
You
you might
did
have
nothing.
Not lost, but.
Yeah, you didn't. You know, you, they, and they didn't. Yeah, they just didn't win. They didn't play well as it. So you're like, okay, let's go back to the drawing board. So they go back to the drawing board, and what do?
Karma.
Picks fucking Karma again. This time, but this time at least Turtle was like, okay, well, I'm going to pick Corki this time. Okay. Once again, you know, 1-5-6. You did nothing. Your team did nothing in lane. Your team did nothing.
And you should win that lane with such heavy poke like that.
Yeah, against the double double lift Yellow Star lane. Against the Kalista Alistar lane, you have a good poke.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to get fucking right up in your face to do their shit.
Right. And you have tools to get out of the face when they're there.
Yes, in the face. It just did not make any sense to me.
It's very strange. Very strange series from Immortals.
Yeah, TSM got their shit together. Like I said, hats off. You did it right.
Mm-hmm.
You did not. You played a good game. Can you put it together, though, and actually win from a season where you played like shit?
I guess we'll see.
Because they will be playing the winner of CLG Team Liquid, and that was a series.
Those were some pretty good games.
La Clasica definitely lived up to, if there was hype around it, it lived up to it, because I don't feel like it was that much.
Yeah, can I spoil it real quick?
Because
I think my favorite part of that series is that Team Liquid now have the opportunity to be in fourth place again. That's
crossed.
The best. That's the best fucking thing
Fingers
ever.
Fingers crossed.
If they do fourth,
it's a self-fulfilling prophecy then.
It has to be. They got to be doing it on purpose.
At this point, yeah. At this point, it has to be like, you know, we don't want to win. We just want to be in fourth.
We don't want to bring too much attention to ourselves. We want to be the new Dignitas.
Exactly. Just kind of, you know, lie in the weeds.
Yeah. We'll do what kind of good during the season, and then we'll throw it away in playoffs and nobody cares.
Yeah. So game one, solid game. Sort of. But not really.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was a 12-1, you know, kills.
Yeah. This the whole series is another failure at picks and bans, I feel.
I think going into it especially, everyone was like, you know, Stixxay has been very very meh so far this year. You know, who he has been kind of and I mean, apparently everyone thinks Xsmithie has done leaps and bounds in getting better, and I was really lukewarm on Xsmithie.
He's
at
fine.
Best. He's perfectly adequate. He's so Poe Belter, it's not even funny.
It's a little funny.
It's okay. It's kind of fun. And then on the other side, you know, Dardock has been a monster.
Mm-hmm.
Matt's been great. I mean, the Matt Piglet lane has been a really good lane.
Yeah. Scary good.
Yeah. I don't know what they're calling themselves.
Miglet? Oh, that sounds racist.
Yeah, yes. That's what I'm saying again. Matlet?
Matlet?
Pig Matt?
Pat?
I don't think they're calling them Pat.
It's Pat.
Matt? Pit? Pim? I don't know. They have terrible potential names. Pig Latin? Pig Matin?
Pig Matin.
I don't hate that one, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
I don't hate it. In the second game, CLG shit on Team Liquid.
Mm-hmm.
A full on pooping. It was a Cleveland steamer right on their chest. Not good. I mean, Darshan going 8-0-12 on Echo. Which, why do you let Darshan get Echo?
Every game. Right?
I mean, you look
almost
at picks,
every game.
You look at picks and bans. Well, okay, game one, Darshan on Echo.
Mm-hmm.
Game two, Darshan on Echo. But to be fair, game one, Darshan on Echo was 1-3-0.
That's
not a good. He did have the only kill CLG had.
Yeah.
So I guess there's some worth to it. But, you know, the thing is, they're not really banning split pushers either.
Yeah, which is so stupid.
You're not, you know, you're not really. I mean, I don't. I look at it and they're like, okay, there's not really any split pushers being banned. Okay. So Darshan takes Echo in game one. So they don't ban anybody out again in game two. So Darshan has his Echo in game two. He goes 8-0-12. Straight up dominates.
Shatters.
Just fucking crushes. Game three, CLG wins again in, once again, fairly handily fashion, going 16 kills to their 3.
Right.
Darshan, 4-0-4. Stixxay, 11-1-4. Exploded in that fucking game. Just really looking good. But again, you know, when you have Aphromoo as your pilot.
Right.
And listen, he's the pilot in that
lane. Absolutely. It's just a WWAD, what would Aphromoo do?
Yeah, he's just, Aphromoo is just saying, just get on my back and let's do this. I'll set you up. Just fire that last hit. You're fine. So game three, they actually picked away the Echo from Darshan.
Oh my God.
And Liquid pooped on them in 25 minutes.
Yeah, it's almost like their whole strategy from CLG is let Darshan carry and let him split push.
To be fair, Phoenix on Karma mid goes 9-1-7, and it's just ridiculous.
I feel like that shouldn't work unless it's the Caster's April Fool's game.
But it right? was. Yeah, but Phoenix's whole shtick is playing dumbass shit.
That's true.
Like, I mean, for the most part, like, you know, Phoenix made his bones on playing stupid things.
Yeah.
It sounds bad when you put it that way.
But playing stupid things really well.
But he plays, yeah, I mean, he doesn't play them stupidly,
mm-hmm.
but he just plays stupid champions. And in the final game, which definitely lived up to the hype of
the Classica.
Yeah, because the previous games, the longest game was 34 minutes.
Right.
So you had a lot of short games. And game four, Liquid just shit all over Counter-Logic Gaming. So
right.
Counter-Logic Gaming is coming to this deciding game five, just like licking their wounds, like, what are we going to do? We just got crapped on.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, Echo was banned out. Finally.
Right.
Actually banned out Echo.
Who would have thought that was a good idea?
Yeah, Darshan goes on Poppy, which I found it to be a little strange.
Poppy's strong.
Oh, no, she's strong, but I feel like his style of play kind of felt weird to me.
It's not super split pushy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Which he's played all season long. You know, Phoenix went right back on that Karma mid.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't play bad. You know, Piglet on Caitlyn, Matt on Bard, Stixxay, I'm pretty sure like almost only played, actually no, he played a couple of different champions there, but yeah, so he got on the Lucian, and Aphromoo played Morgana. So it was definitely, there was it was a great game, and CLG kind of had it in hand, and then it started to lose it, and then Liquid started coming back, and then Liquid looked like they had it, and then you got to this really this fever pitch towards the end of the game. And there was just, if you didn't see it, please look it up. The double teleport catching Piglet just disgusting.
That's a fucking play right there.
That is hashtag LCS big plays. That was amazing. And the best part about it was after listening to the analyst desk afterwards when they had Darshan and Huhi on it, and Darshan is saying how they were on comms, he was like, you know, we should double teleport in, and I think it was Stixxay. He's like, no,
don't do it.
Is it a Stixxay or Aphromoo? Someone told him don't do it, but they were like, too bad, we're doing it, and they did, and they caught Piglet just pants around his ankles.
That was the game.
Just, you know, yeah, just,
yeah.
Just
because if only one of them had showed up, he could have netted out. It would have been fine.
Yeah, Piglet probably gets away, maybe gets a kill.
Yeah.
Because he was real strong at that point, too. But nope. It was like, boom, boom. And Piglet did not see the second teleport. Nobody did. Nobody really knew what the hell happened. The analysts were just kind of like,
here,
what the hell's
teleport
going on here?
Oh, yeah. There's two of them.
Oh, yeah. It was kind of like when you watch like QVC and you buy the one thing and then they add a second one all of a sudden. No, you're getting two. Oh, my God.
Yeah, but without the four easy payments of $29.99.
Yeah, and like $45 shipping and handling. What the hell is handling anyway?
It's so the guy doesn't smash your box in the elevator.
Is it? I thought that was just him physically putting it in the box.
Maybe. Maybe that's it too. Like, they're handling it.
Yeah.
It's nice. It's a nice product.
Looks good. Put it in the box.
Like, don't you, $35.
Don't you have to do that for shipping? But anyway, that was by far the best series, I think, that the playoffs has provided us thus far.
That's fair. Yeah.
And you have Liquid. I mean, Liquid needed to lose that series because they can't battle for fourth without it.
Exactly. It was a very important series.
So they definitely, I feel like they threw for that reason.
They had to have. They couldn't have done it on purpose.
We're gonna inspect the tapes and see what happened. Maybe Piglet didn't know it was coming. He just was like, we're never going to get fourth.
He's like, I have to stop this. We have to get fourth.
We must get fourth. I can't.
Destiny.
So there's your LCS in a nutshell. Now you're going to have Liquid versus Immortals for third and fourth place. And obviously, you have now TSM versus CLG, El Clasico.
It's better than TSM versus C9.
It's better than anybody versus Immortals.
I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't have minded seeing Immortals in the finals.
I don't know. Like I said, my feelings towards them are that they're just, you know, TSM 2.0.
They could be.
It's just how I feel about them. At least CLG, TSM, you kind of have that compelling, ooh, it's Double Lift versus this old team. They're going to have to, you know, Rush Hour Lane is going to have to battle each other.
So much drama.
Look, it's once again, it's Hotshot GG versus Reggie. Two personalities I sort of can't stand.
Can't stand either one of them.
For completely different reasons.
I know.
Because I feel like Reginald is a pompous douchebag.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like
Hotshot's a whiny bitch.
Hotshot's a whiny dick bag. Yeah. Both bags, one's filled with douche, one's filled with dick.
Yeah.
One whines, one is an asshole.
It's really two polar opposites, you know.
They're the yin and the yang.
They're the fire and ice of the LCS.
Yeah, they are the fire.
They really are the honey and vinegar.
Yeah.
Although they're both shit flavored.
No, one's dog shit. one's dog shit and the other one is also dog shit. Oddly enough, they're just differing flavors of dog shit. They don't realize how alike they are. Can't you see you're in love? After this, they're going to get an apartment together. They're going to have a sitcom.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be like The Odd Couple.
Yeah. Hotshot and Reginald. Reginald and Hotshot GG living together like a family. Cha-cha.
Power Dive is myself, Ryan Adams, and my co-host, Robert Gersey. You can find more of us at youtube.com/PowerDive or wherever you find podcasts. If you have any feedback, you can leave us a comment or reach out to us on Twitter @TowerDivePC.